This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People overreact.
I wasn't overreacting. I was bummed, man. I was bummed.
Andy, you're
the king
of overreacting. What are you talking about?
Please. I don't overreact.
You know what? It's impossible to overreact over the 1-4 start of the Browns. You cannot overreact to it because it's just awful. You ready?
Yeah, I'm totally confused. How can you not overreact to this?
Because
I'm looking at 12 phone lines of people who are overreacting to this.
Yes. Stop. They're not overreacting. They're reacting appropriately.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. You can't overreact to this because they've been god-awful. What do these numbers mean to you?
Okay.
13,
yep.
15, 16, 17, 18.
That means they haven't scored 14 points in one of these games.
That is correct.
Thank you. That was a very Phelpsian answer,
by
the way.
Fine glass half full. Right,
that
there.
Is
the
some
Browns
Phelpsian.
Have not scored more than 18 points in a game, folks. They have not scored more than 18 points in a game. They are the, you ready? Third lowest scoring team in the NFL.
There are two teams worse than us?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, there actually are.
Well, we got that going for us.
How bad do you think the Patriots and the Panthers are? Browns are averaging 15.8 points per game. No team is gaining fewer yards than the Browns. They are dead last at 239.4 yards per game. Dead last. So you cannot overreact to how bad the Browns have been on offense. It's impossible to overreact because any reaction to how bad they've played offensively is appropriate today.
I concur.
It's flat out appropriate. Now, we're not going to do what we did last week.
What did we do
last week?
We're
not going to be here with how to fix it.
Oh, we're not?
No. But we're going to throw out ideas, but we're not going to try and fix it. You know why? That's on them. I will tell you this. If you roll out, and it might be a fix that we don't see or that we're not told about, but if you roll out the same thing that you have rolled out so far through the first five games, well, shame on you. Shame on you. Can Kevin Stefanski call plays? Dang right he can. Did you like the 11 wins last year? Did you like the plays that were called when Joe Flacco was a quarterback? Did you like the plays that were called when Deshaun was 4-1 as a starter last year? Kevin called those. So he can call plays. You have a new offensive coordinator. How's that working out? Is it his fault? I don't know. You have a new offensive line coach. Is it his fault? I don't know. You have injuries on the offensive line. Is that the reason for this big mess? I don't know. What I do know is other teams have offensive line trouble, Andy, and they seem to figure out a way to still move the football and score points. This team hasn't done that. Is it the wide receiver's fault?
I don't know, man. They dropped a touchdown yesterday. That was not fun.
Cedric Tillman hitting the numbers on a critical play.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper hitting the numbers. Boom, interception leads to a touchdown last week. Jerry Jeudy in the end zone. You've made him, what, the 22nd, 21st, whatever it is, highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. Drops a touchdown pass. I will say this. Before the start of the season, I talked about the lack of skill position talent on this team, despite the fact that people think they're a skill position talent. It's overrated.
Dan Menigan, 92 The Fan. Are you really taking a victory lap right now?
No, I'm just saying. This team didn't have enough skill position talent.
Can I see your credential, please?
No, there's no victory lap. I mean, if it was obvious to me, why wasn't it obvious to the front office?
It's just a really hard pill to swallow. I really struggled watching that game yesterday. It felt like 99 Browns. That's what it felt like to me. especially watching that offense in the first half. Man, would they have 6 first downs in the first? They were 0 for 12 on third down to start the game. 0 for 12. Would they end up 1 for 13 when it was all said and done? 0 for 12? And it wasn't like they were all like third down and 8. There were a couple third down and 5s in there, a couple third down and 3s.
Yeah.
They were 2 for 3 on fourth down.
And Andy, as bad as the stats were, and they were awful by the end of the game, you just pointed something out that's really significant. They were padded by what happened late in the game.
Yes.
It was just atrocious when the game was still mildly not in doubt. It was just atrocious. Folks, the offense is in shambles. They cannot roll it out again next week and expect it to change. I don't know what you do. Do you emphasize certain players? Do you want to see more of Cedric Tillman? Do you want to see more of Pierre Strong? Do you want to see changes on the offensive line? Do you want to see a change at quarterback? Do you want to see a change at play caller? Do you want a new offensive coordinator? There are all kinds of things that you can say here, Andy, because I don't think anything is off the table right now because the offense has been that bad.
Jeff, let me dive right into this thing because it was a question yesterday in the press conference. Is he thinking about switching quarterbacks?
He said no.
He said no, emphatically said no yesterday.
That's correct.
So my question for you is,
the quarterback's been not good. He doesn't even have a 200-yard passing game this year. But is that on the quarterback? Partially, sure it is. He's the guy with the ball. He's the guy making the decisions on the field. He's the guy who sometimes holds on to the ball too long.
Jeff, if they're not going to change the quarterback, I don't know how. Even if you just take him out for a game, right? Or let's see what happens if you take. There's a part of me that still wonders if he's hurt. Although he keeps getting back up, he's not going to tell you he's hurt. I don't know that the rest of the team is buying in. This team had a team meeting last week, guys. They had a team-only meeting, players-only meeting. And that's what we got on Sunday. That's after a players-only meeting? Oh, it might be one of the worst performances in the league all year. They looked pathetic yesterday. That's after a player-only meeting. So, to me,
tells you the value of meetings.
Well, it tells you the value of leadership within the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've never been a big believer in, gosh, fellas, we're not playing well. Let's go play better. Okay.
That's not what it is.
Raw team.
You know they're psychological.
If you don't have the ability to play better, I don't care how often you meet. I don't care how rah-rah you want to get. If you don't have the ability, whether it's because of the players, the scheme, the injuries, whatever, I don't care how many times you meet.
Jeff, it takes zero talent to hustle, and there were plays out there yesterday. I was like, are these guys, they even care? How do you get?
I never buy that either.
How do you, what, zero talent to hustle?
No,
that's a fact.
That's a fact. What I don't get is that they're not hustling. Of course they're hustling. You don't hustle out there, you get your knees blown out. You get your shoulders beat up. You cannot not hustle on the National Football League field because it will hurt you.
There's mental hustle too. How do you have 12 guys on the field deep in their territory? You got your you know what's handed to you.
Coaching?
In the first half.
Is that coaching? They said miscommunication.
Miscommunication. Deshaun started walking over to the sidelines on that play.
With about 20 seconds on the play clock.
There were 12 guys on the field with 20 seconds left. Hey, Deshaun. Yell at somebody to get off the
field.
Get
off the field. Sprint off the field.
What is that?
Stefanski was not very happy.
What is that?
Yeah, if you've looked at that play on replay, and you should.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Deshaun, it was about 20 seconds on the play clock when he kind of left the huddle and started walking over.
And there were 12 guys on the field.
I counted them. There were 12 guys.
Yeah.
And Amari Cooper, you can see, turns and puts his hands up as Deshaun's walking away. Now, he said later, from what I read, Yeah, there was a miscommunication. We had 12 guys on the field. So was that throwing up your arms in disgust because there was miscommunication or because your quarterback's walking off the field? I don't know what it was. You could have called another timeout there, but if you're trying to make
timeout.
If you're trying to get back in the game, you probably want the timeout. It was terrible.
That's Pee Wee football stuff, Jeff.
Except was it coaching or was it, you know, is it your quarterback? Should I hand,
both.
I don't. I agree.
Yeah.
Except at that point, which guy are you sending off the field? You know, is Deshaun going to quickly look around and say, wait a minute, you're the guy who's not supposed to be here, get out. If he does, with 20 seconds and you have a chance to run that play still, I think that's really pushing it.
Help me with this one too, guys, and I can look it up real quick. I can't remember. When do they cut off the communication to the helmet? It's like 10 seconds?
Like, isn't it like 7 or something
like
that?
Is it 7 or 10? I know it's later than that. So why is Kevin not screaming, get back on the field?
Maybe he was. If you saw Kevin's face, and I know you did.
He said go for three, didn't Kevin, he? Isn't that what Deshaun said, go for three?
Kevin didn't.
Kick the field goal?
Kevin didn't look real pleased.
It's 15 seconds, so that means that he had another 5 seconds to say, stay on the field, kick the running back off the field. Who cares at that point?
I don't know. Folks, we want your thoughts. 216-474-0092. It's a Browns Therapy Monday. We're not the ones who need the therapy. Therapy is needed by the offense and the defense that is no longer stellar, but is okay. But okay is probably not enough with the way this offense is working.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.